patrol car that plugs in. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Department unveiled three new plug-in hybrids. It's part of a push to reduce the county's energy costs, as WHYY's Bill Hangley explains.
Cars in the Montgomery County Sheriff's fleet don't spend a lot of time in the parking lot. They can easily log 100 miles a day as deputies crisscross the county serving warrants and other civil paperwork. That means the department needs vehicles that perform, and Sheriff Russell Bono says his three new gas-electric hybrids are more than up to the task.
It'll push you back in your seat when you step on the gas. The only thing I think will take some getting used to is they're so quiet. They are so quiet. You have to look at the dashboard to make sure it's running.
Bono says the new hybrids will need about 7 hours to recharge each night, but he says they can get as many as 100 miles a gallon when running on electricity alone. Officials say the cars will each save the county more than $5,000 a year in gas and maintenance, and that's pocket change compared to the savings they hope to realize in other areas. County spokesman Frank Custer says a major push is underway to renovate municipal buildings and make them more energy efficient. He says the cars will be a nice reminder of the work behind the scenes.
This is something that the public can see every day on the roads as the sheriffs go out and deliver their summonses and paperwork and things like that. But the larger part of it is happening indoors and people never see.
Custer says a major upgrade of the county courthouse in Norristown is almost complete. The $2 million project is expected to save twice that much over the next 10 years. For WHYY News, I'm Bill Hangley.